before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again just saying thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, Lord God. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do, and Father, what you've already done, Father. And Lord, I just praise you in advance for even right now, Lord. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for being with us on today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for sending your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burden. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless your people on today, Lord God. Now, Father, I come repent of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. And Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over this service on today, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over those who have come on to the service on today, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere and over the airways, oh God. And Father, we thank you in advance for people receiving what they need from you on today, Lord God. You said in your word, we have not because we ask now. So Father, I'm asking you to touch every believer on this line on today, Lord God. And then, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, for sending your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens, Lord God. Father, your people need a word from you on today, Lord God. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to send your people a word, oh God. Father, you said you sent your word to heal us. So we thank you right now for your word going forth. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We bind every spirit that would try to interfere with this service on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Just give God some glory and some honor right where you are on today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I surrender this service unto you, Father God. And I ask that not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. So, Lord God, we praise you in advance, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, you not let me speak anything that I want to speak to you. Let me only speak what your spirit gives me utterance to speak, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. Hey, thank you, Lord. I was in the presence of the Lord on last night, and I wasn't seeking him for a word at the time, but my spirit is always seeking for a word. I guess I was subconsciously seeking for a word, didn't realize it, because I knew today, you know, was Sunday, and I said, he behind the undersecky under the book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Send your fire, Lord God. Hallelujah. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just praise your name, Lord. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody give him some praise right where you located. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your voice right where you are and praise the Lord. If you at work and you're not able to do it, just lift one of your hands. Just praise the Lord. Praise him just a little bit up under your breath. Like, well, let me cause you, because the Bible says that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, for he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I bind the spirit of condemnation even now in the name of Jesus. And I command for it to loose its hold and grip off the people of God in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray right now for salvation for your people, oh God. Father, I pray you right now, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Lord, we exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You just got to praise the name of the Lord, for he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, for this time of year, a lot of people have a lot of emotional things that go on with them in this time of the year because of the holidays, and a lot of times because of loved ones that have gone on, or different things that have happened to where they're not able to be, you know, in the presence of loved ones, or they got things going on with their finances, so they feel like they can't do this, which that has absolutely nothing to do with anything anyway. But the thing is, you see a lot of this stuff going on with people around this time. Hallelujah! And the Bible says that for the spirit of heaven is to put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. So sometimes you just gotta shout. Hallelujah! Right when it seems like the devil has got you pressed down on every side. Sometimes you just gotta open up your mouth wherever you are in your home, in the middle of the room. Hallelujah! You gotta begin to break the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, because God is worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy, 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 he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I gotta give me a minute. I will share the other quarter. Oh God, bless your people on today, Lord God. Father, I ask that your will be done in this service on today in our minds, Lord God. Lead and guide me by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over my mouth. Take over my body. Take over my entire being, Lord God. I surrender, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your will to be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said it's not by power nor by might, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. For God said, whatever you're looking for today, it's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak to every mountain in your people's lives to be moved into yonder sea, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask you to remove everything out your people's way that they may see you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, take the scales from our eyes that we may see, unstop our ears that we may hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. I'm trying to get forward. I'm trying to move forward in what he's telling me to do. You know, I was trying to say something at first, and the Holy Spirit broke in how he want to do it. And so, you know, I yield to what the Spirit of God say. Because this is the hour, and this is the hour of importation. This is the hour, Lord God. God is drawing his people by his Spirit, even now in the name of Jesus. He said, come who are thirsty, come who are hungry. He said, drink, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I have something for you. He said, because you've been dried up because of the things of this world and the curves of this life. He said, they have choked out the word of God. He said, but I've come that you may have life and that you will have it more abundantly. He said, I come to fulfill my righteousness in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We just praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, just have your way. Have your way. Have your way. I'm trying to get to the scriptures, y'all. Let me. Because if you got your Bibles, go with me. We're going to go to Romans on today. What I was trying to tell you earlier was, you know, I was in the presence of the Lord on yesterday, and he had dropped this word in my spirit, which I was highly shocked because it was Saturday night. He said, I was talking to him. He said, this is your word. I said, okay. I was like, well, all right, Lord. I said, I'll take it. I said, man, you not going to see me not say I'll take it. I'm like, you know, it's very rare. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to say thank you to Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you to the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you to the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For giving us your life, Lord Jesus, that you sacrificed your life and you died on Calvary's cross just for us to take away our sins, Lord. And Lord God, we thank you that you buried our sins with you, Lord God. And that when you risen, when you resurrected Jesus, you gave us Just like you had our power in your hands, you imparted that same power into us by way of your Holy Spirit. And we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the treasure gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you for the third part of the Godhead. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just say thank you right where you're located. Hallelujah. Just say thank you, Jesus, right where you're located. I'm trying to get there. Y'all, give me 1 second because hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm in between a blessing of the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed by God. Hallelujah. I want an outpouring of His Spirit. Hallelujah. I just want Him to saturate everybody. Hallelujah. I want Him to saturate my enemies. Hallelujah. I want Him to saturate everybody. Hallelujah. We just want God and God alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. So, you know, when you get God and you get God alone, you can get the word that proceeds out of His mouth. And it's something about that word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. It gives you strength to go on. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to start at verse 27 of chapter 8 of Romans. And it reads, "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good." Y'all, give me 1 second. My glass is fogging up. Y'all, because I'm telling y'all, it got some things going on. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody praise Him. Hallelujah. You just got to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to get rid of a religious spirit. You got to press into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to press into the kingdom. Because once you press into the kingdom will press into you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, you got to understand the enemy wants to oppress the people of God to keep them from being in the presence of the living God. Right when you start trying to pray and seek the face of God, the enemy brings up all your sins before you. He just flashes them before you to make you just want to quit doing what you're doing. But God said, keep pressing.
Yes, God.
He said, keep pressing. Okay, so let me see. Every time I get started, I got to go back and let somebody in. Okay, so going back to verse 27, now I can see better. It said, "He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up, delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to go back to my main focus verse on today, is verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves. Now, everybody that's a member of this church, that scripture right there, that verse right there should be permeated in your being, because that's the name of our church. We are more than conquerors. That's where the name of the church came from. So if that's where the name of the church comes, God said, I come today to tell you that you are more than a conqueror. He's a nay in all these things. He's a nay in everything that's going on in your life. You are more than a conqueror. Why? Future, because I said. Now let's go back to it. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. No, we are not. Our church name is not more than conquerors. It's we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. It's actually, we are more than conquerors, Outreach Ministries Incorporated. Okay. So, but you know, this is the thing. God wants you to understand that you are more than a conqueror. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me explain something to you. When God gave me the name of this church years ago, when I first started out, I started my church on November the 30th of 2003. And when I first started that church, because you know I was kind of being a little bit disobedient because I did not want to start no church. And you know, I was doing some Bible studies, and the Spirit of God came to me one day in November. It was leading up to that Sunday, one of those days during that week leading up to that Sunday. He came to me and he told me, he said, if you do not have your first service by this Sunday, he said, I'm going to kill you. I was like, oh, you know what? On that note. I was like, on that note, brother, you don't, that God, you don't even have to worry about it. We're going to have church on Sunday. Because, you know, I had a butt whooping from the Lord before, and I was not interested in getting another one. And so, you know, I was like, because, you know, first of all, I was trying to make sure, because the scripture said, what man, sit it down. You know, what man builds a house without first sitting down and counting the cost? You know, I had count the cost. You know, I'm like, man, I don't want to be no pastor. You know, I was like, this not, there was nothing, there is nothing glorification about it to me, no nothing like it. These people that be thinking that mess is glorified, I'd be like, I already know God didn't count. Because if he really did, then you would count the cost of it. You would know. Yeah. I remember my pastor that ordained me, I was the armor bearer. And I used to go with them everywhere. I would chauffeur them to some of the places they would go because my pastor was an older woman. And I would chauffeur a lot of places she would go. And we was in this this federation of some churches. And we was all different denominations. And we was in this federation of churches. And I forgot what office she held. She held some office. Well, anyway, because she had me with her, she know she tagged me into everything. So I became secretary of church, whatever, because I don't even remember. Y'all, I remember being in that thing, and I remember sitting up there listening to the pastors talk about the stuff that they experienced with their members, and my heart would be going after them. I'm like, and I had the obligated God the one day say in the middle of the meeting, I'm like, you know, I be really praying for you all. I'm like, my heart really go out to one of the pastors in there. His name was Pastor Jones, Reverend Jones. I never forget, he said, daughter, he said, I'm going to live to see you be a pastor. I'm like, the devil is alive. I was saying, the father of all lies. The joke was on me. The Lord was like, no, because that wasn't the devil. You know, that was him. But the point was, is that this wasn't something that I asked of the Lord. And so people are like, okay, where are you going with this? Because the name of this church is We Are More Than Conquerors. And so, when I was dealing with the Lord, when I first started the church, I had it wrong. I was calling us more than conquerors. When we first started out, I was calling us more than conquerors. And the Spirit of God, he had me to get incorporated, because we're incorporated. And he told me, he said, when I was going to get incorporation, I couldn't get it incorporated up under more than conquerors. Because some lady that had some type of She had some type of side ministry. It wasn't a church. It was like some kind of like an outreach ministry. Her stuff was out of Fort Worth with Kyle Moore to come. She was already incorporated. And so if you don't get permission from that person that's already incorporated, the state will not let you incorporate under. So I'm going back to God. I'm like, God, now you gave me the name of this church. I'm like, why is it? I'm not. You told me to get incorporated. You done gave me the name of this church. I don't understand. Well, I'm down on my face crying out to the Lord. I had church members praying and everything. And I was praying. I'll never forget. I was laid out one day on the floor praying before God. And it was about the stuff because I had just got through finished doing, trying to get some more stuff done with it. And as I was praying, the Holy Spirit said, I gave you the scripture, Romans 8:37. He said, we are more than conquerors, outreach ministry, incorporated. You understand? So, you know, I'm like, huh? So when I get up, and I go and I put the stuff in and hit the state stuff because I had the we are in front of it, I was good to go. And I was like, Lord, why you couldn't tell me that in the first place? I was like, but God has to show us that we have to be led by the Spirit of God. He wants to teach us things. He wants this. Why am I saying all this stuff? So because I had this woman one time on our first anniversary. I never forget this. She was an evangelist that I had over preacher. I could tell it was something going on with that woman in service. The Lord was showing me some things that was going on with her. And so, I called her in private. I didn't call her out during church because she, in the service, she was trying to tell me that this ministry was somebody else. I'm sitting up looking at her like, lady, is you crazy? I'm like, this thing was birthed from my spirit. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about birth from saying no many times, running and everything. So why am I saying this? I'm talking about the breath of the Spirit. Anytime God gives you something, he gives you a word. When God gives you a word, that word is a prophet all by itself. And so, that's the reason why I have no doubt in my mind about people who become members of this church. Because then they fall up under the umbrella of the prophet. And when they fall up on the line of prophecy and they are obedient to God, because the Bible says if we are willing and obedient, we get to eat the good of the land, then the prophecy must be fulfilled. So the prophecy is that in everything in their life, they are more than a conqueror. God said, I don't care how it look, what it look like. He like, if you line it up with my word, he said, you are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Now he said, nay in all these things. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, check this out, neither death, okay? Nor life, nor angels, nor principalities. And principalities is the demonic stuff. Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I don't care what the enemy try to lay on you. That going back to where I started out thinking verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, to them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So God said, wait a minute, hold on. I already predestinated you for the foundation of the word of victory. He said, that's the reason why there's nothing in this life or outside of this life that can separate you from the Lord of Christ when he have done this. Now let's check this. Let's take this over to the basic English. Yeah, let me hold on. When you take it over to the basic English, in verse 27, it says, And he who is the searcher of hearts had knowledge of the mind of the Spirit, because he is making prayers for the saints in agreement with the mind of God. And we are conscious that all things are working together for good to those who have love for God and have been marked out by his purpose. Hello now. So the question is, have you been marked out by his purpose? See, this is the thing. No matter how much I preach and teach the word of God, one of the things that trip people up is that they think that they hear for themselves, that they're here in this life for their own enjoyment. We're not here for our own enjoyment. We're here for a purpose. And each one of our purposes are different. And so he said, because of whom he had knowledge before they came into existence. So you had knowledge, God had knowledge of you before you came to existence. Were marked out by him to be made like his son, so that he might be the first among a band of brothers. I never forget, years ago, I was caught up in the spirit, and the Lord showed me him on his throne. And he had these little baby spirits all around him, and he was like telling them what their purpose was. He was showing them what he created them from, and you know, all these different things like this. Now, mind you, this was years ago when I had this this vision. You know, of course, I didn't share it with nobody because I didn't want nobody to think I was Looney Tunes, because there was a lot of things God showed me when I was younger, and I had nobody around me that was spirit-filled and that was walking in the spirit, just literally walking in spirit, that I could go to and talk to and say, hey, you know, this is this. I kept a lot of stuff bottled up on the inside because I didn't want nobody thinking I was crazy. I need nobody trying to check me in nowhere. And so I was like, Lord, some of the things that he was showing me, I'm like, I ain't gonna tell these folks this, nobody this. I didn't. And it wasn't until I got to a certain, well, it really wasn't until I became something I started letting loose once I accepted my calling to preach. But majority of the stuff I didn't start letting loose until I became a pastor. And so this vision that I'm talking about, that I said where I saw the Lord with these spirits around him and his throne, he's like, you know, I guess this is when he had just breathed them out of his mouth. I had never told nobody about that. Y'all, I listened to Jesse Duplantis' testimony years after God had given me this vision. And when I was listening to his testimony, he talked about the spirits that God breathed out of his mouth. Like, let me be a redeemed spirit. Let me be a redeemed spirit. I said, oh my God, God, he's looking at the stuff that I saw. But when they was asking God to let them be a redeemed spirit, in my vision, I didn't hear them saying that. God was telling them, you know, what it was, but it was the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? It was the Lord let me know that was all in the same thing. You know, we all get bits and pieces of it. You understand what I'm saying? And so that was his piece of it, and God had given me my piece of it. And he was like, it's all the same thing. He had just breathed them out of his mouth, and he was letting them know what they were going to do. That's the reason why you hear me talk about prophecy. Because when he's, and this right here in the scriptures, it shows you right here. He said, and we are conscious that all things are working together for good to those who have love for God and who have been marked out by his purpose, because those of whom he had knowledge before they came into existence. See, because you understand, our spirits was in the mind of God and he breathed us out of his mouth. And he had intimate conversations with us about what was to come and what we were supposed to do and all these kind of things. And he said, because he is making a lot of Jesus, verse 29. Let me, because I'm the hella shurobakari. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, because of those whom he had knowledge before they came into existence were marked out by him to be made like his son, so that he might be the first among a band of brothers. And those who were marked out by him were named. So we was named. When he brings us out, or he was giving us, he named us. He said, those who were named were given righteousness, and to those to whom he gave righteousness in the same way he gave glory. What may we say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Ooh, wait a minute, hold on, y'all. I got to get me sick. Hallelujah! Ooh, glory to God. When he sat there and he thought about us and he breathed us into existence out of his mouth, we became a word out of the mouth of God. Okay, so somebody say, how we become a word out of mouth? Well, Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren, is he not? And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word, you know, the Word, you know, the Word is God. Jesus is the Word, right? If he's the firstborn of many brethren, then he was saying, okay, I'm the first. He said, but I got many words I need to release. So God, and remember the scripture said his word would not return unto him void. But it's going to accomplish all he said after coming. I don't care what the devil tried to tell you. If you a word, a breathing word out of God's mouth, then God said, you're not coming back to me void. But before you close your eyes on this side, he said, I'm going to wipe it clean. He said, I'm going to do everything in my power to get you to the place that I said that you were supposed to be. And so, we know, we just thank the Lord for it even now in the name of Jesus. So then, as he sat there, when he breathed us out his mouth, and he begins to sit down and he deals with us about this life, the things we're going to be like. He tells us what family we're going to, you know, who we're going to be on the earth and all this other kind of stuff. He shows us the stuff. And we like the, like just depends on saying, oh, let it be the day. We like, well, Lord, let us be a redeemed spirit. Let us be, we see the picture, because he shows us everything. He shows us everything from the end to the beginning. He shows us. That's the reason why when you in this life and you feel like you have a prophetic utterance, I know that they said prophetic is forthcoming, but can I tell you, it's nothing but you remembering.
Yeah.
That's why people be saying deja vu in the world. Why? Because you remember. Oh, wait a minute. This is what you told me before the foundation of the world. It's like for someone, it's like you get a flashback. Wait a minute. That's a flashback, a flash forward. You know, because on the word, it's like, oh, it's a flash forward. It's a forthcoming word. No, it's actually a flashback. It's actually a flashback to what he told you in the beginning, in the first place. And so he said, all I'm doing is reminding you why. He said, because the Bible tells us that we must hold fast to what we have learned. To what, you know, why? Because it's out of that, us holding on to that word, all of the faith, knowing that God, you showed this to me, you told this to me, it shall come to pass. And so, you know, the Spirit of God is saying, okay, he said, oh, okay, I'm not. And those who were marked out by him were named, and those who were named were given righteousness, and to those to whom he gave righteousness in the same way he gave glory. What may we say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not keep back his only son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him freely give us all things? Who will say anything against the saints of God? It is God who makes us clear from evil. Who will give a decision against us? It is Christ Jesus, who not only was put to death, but came again from the dead, who is now at the right hand of God, taking our part. Who will come between us and the love of Christ? Will trouble or pain or cruel acts or the need of food or of clothing or danger or the sword? As it is said in the holy writings, because of you, we are put to death every day. We are like sheep ready for destruction. But we are able to overcome all of these things and more through his love. For I am certain that not death or life or angels or rulers or things present or things to come or powers or things on high or things under the earth or anything which is made will be able to come between us in the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Look here. God is saying to you today, he's like, you are more than a conqueror. I know that sin might seem like it's raining in your mortal body right now. But the Lord said, if you will submit therefore unto Lord and to unto God and resist the devil, he'll flee from you. When we submit, when we commit our ways unto God and we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, then the Lord, he will begin to send the fire to burn out all that stuff, to burn out iniquity, burn out everything that's not of him. Because you can't get to heaven being earthly. There's nowhere in the Bible that justifies us, but we got to say, but God will cause us to be submerged. And he will cause us to come to know him. Hallelujah. That was something I first been showing to read me. Hold on, give me a second, y'all, because I'm telling you. Okay, so I think I found so in Psalms 44 verse 5, it says, through thee will we push, through thee. Psalms 44 verse 5, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. This is for those who are predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. He said, hey, you're going to push down your enemies. He said, you don't even have to worry about it. He's like, don't even ponder on it. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. First John chapter 5, verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I want to get that right there in the basic English. Give me 1 second. Let me go there. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just call you. Ooh, glory to God. We just praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things I used to tell the Lord, one of the reasons why I didn't want to be a pastor, and hopefully you're helping me say this while I'm sitting here looking for this scripture, is that I used to think about the fact that I was going to be doing Bible studies as well as sermons on Sundays. And I was like, Lord, how in the world am I going to have a word every week, 2 to 3 times a week? And I was really talking to the Lord, I was real serious about my own salvation. And I was like, Lord, my pastor that I accepted my calling to preach upon, because my pastor accepted my calling to preach upon me, and my pastor that ordained me are two different pastors. And the pastor I accepted my calling to preach upon the one day told me, what if you have to go and preach and you get up and God hasn't given you a word, what you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to sit down because I'm not going to preach. And he was looking at me crazy. He said, well, a preacher should always have a sermon in their back pocket. I'm like, oh, nah. No, not. If God don't give me nothing to say, I'm not going to say. And that's for those who be thinking, oh, here she go with this and here she go with that. That's the reason why you need to be delivered. Because when I get up to preach, I'm serious about the fact that what comes out of my mouth is God. Now, you might not like what come out of my mouth, but I'm not here to preach for your life. I'm here to preach my own soul saved. If nobody else gets saved from the word, I want to be saved.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm here to be obedient to the Lord. And so if he tells me, hey, you talk about this, those are somebody that might not like it because they feel like I'm up in their records. I'm like, oh, well, change the record. Change what you're doing. Yeah. Then you won't have to worry about those things. And so, but the truth of the matter is, then you got to preach God like you got to preach what God, I got to preach what God tell me to preach. I don't play with God like that. I promise you that even if I put the time frame on this service, we get to the service and I don't have nothing, I will tell you where we going to go today. Y'all pray for me. Because I'm not going to just get up and say no anything. Because when I stand before God, I got to give account for everything that I've spoken out of my mouth. Every word. And so, I wasn't a dummy. I counted the cost. I was like, God, no, because you're not going to get me in trouble. behind all this other stuff. You know, my pastor was looking at me crazy and everything, you know. I was kind of looking at him in a little certain kind of way, because I'm like, oh, so you just gets up and just say what anything. Because I'm not going to get up and just say no anything. And so you got to be mindful of that. You got to be mindful. And see, and that was scary to me because of the name of what our church was. The name of our church meant revealed word. You know, I was like, oh, I'm kind of a little scared now. Okay, let me, in the basic English, it says anything which comes from God is able to overcome the world. And the power by which we have overcome the world is our faith. So anything which comes from God is able to overcome the world. So if you really come from God, God said, you able to overcome it. You might seem like you're burdened down with it right now, but God said you're able to overcome it. Let me tell you something. Have you ever heard the people make the statement, if you get the head, the tail gonna follow? That's why the Bible tells us for us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. If you can get it in your mind that you are the victor and not the victim, your whole life will change. The devil will run from you. He blew out! They done got him. God Almighty, here they come. They finna wreak havoc in my kingdom. You got to understand it. So anything which comes from God is able to overcome the world, and the power by which we have overcome the world is our faith. Who is able to overcome the world but the man who has faith that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and by blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and by blood. So then Revelation chapter 15, verse 2 says, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Man, do you know that's a powerful thing? When that day is fulfilled, you know, it's going to be so powerful to see everybody that's overcome. And I'm going to tell you something. He's talking about overcoming sin. He's talking about overcoming Satan. You got to overcome your flesh. You can't be always in the woe is me mentality. You got to get up.
Yeah.
And you know, Paul told Timothy, he said, fight. You like fight for the prophecies that have gone on before you. You got to persevere in this. So you have to fight the good fight of faith. You got to lay hold to eternal victory.
You do not.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do verse 2 of Revelation 15 in the basic English. It says, and I saw a sea which seemed like glass mixed with fire. And those who had overcome the beast and his image and the number of his name were in their places by the sea of glass with God's instruments of music in their hands. Did I read the right one? Yeah, that's right. So we gotta resist the enemy. We gotta overcome. Let me give you these last little bit of things and I'm gonna close it down for the day. You know, God is so good. God gives us victory. We have victory over the enemy. There is nothing that happens to you in this life that you cannot have victory over. You can choose what you gonna do with it. When it's presented to you, you got the choice. You got the choice to put it in God's hand, and you got to keep persevering. Sometimes, man, I'm gonna tell you, it gets hard. And I'm not gonna sit up and lie to you. See, one of these things about it, I'm not one of these pastors that sit up and gonna lie to you and say, oh, it's easy. No, it's not. You gotta persevere. That's the whole reason why he said persevere, press. You got to press. You know, Jesus said, we have not yet resisted unto blood. You know, so, you know, people ain't resisted unto blood. But folks don't know what it means to resist like that. Okay. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 23, it says that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest I should have said I have made Abram rich. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 16 says, but he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Job chapter 2, verse 9 through 10 says, then said his wife unto him, doest thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaking. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. I'm going to give you what I'm getting around to in just a minute. I just want to read the verse to you. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 5 and 6 says, and I set before the sons of the house of the Rebbeites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. That's Daniel 1:8. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. Verse 5 through 8. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. In Acts chapter 8, verse 20, it says, but Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Why are we saying all these things? Because the Lord is saying that you got to resist temptation. That's why he said, resist. He said, submit therefore unto God and resist the devil. He put it for you. You gotta resist and you gotta submit to God. You gotta submit to God and you gotta resist the devil. And Lord said, you will have victory. Why? Because it's our duty to resist. And in Proverbs 1:10, it says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Proverbs 4:14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Romans 6:13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. I'm going to do that in the basic English because the Spirit of God is telling me to do it in the basic. Give me 1 second. I got to slap it up in here because I was in the book and not on the computer. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Lord, we will give you praise. Hallelujah. We will give you praise. Hallelujah. For you, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. Okay, so Romans 6:13 in the basic English says, and do not give your bodies to sin as the instruments of wrongdoing, but give yourselves to God as those who are living from the dead, and your bodies as instruments of righteousness to God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. That's Ephesians 6, 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, it says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. I'm going to do that in the basic English too, because I want you to hear it. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that is. Let me give it back to you. It was 3:17, I believe.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I didn't got caught up. When I get caught up, it's hard for me to see. It says, for this reason, my loved ones, having knowledge of these things before they take place, take care that you are not turned away by the error of the uncontrolled, so falling from your true faith. Y'all, this is so, man, if I had the time to testify, that verse is so true. That's the reason why I wanted you to hear it in the basic English. It says, for this reason, my loved ones, having knowledge of these things before they take place, take care that you are not turned away by the error of the uncontrolled, so falling from your true faith. That's why you got to watch stuff. You got to watch people. Because the Bible tells us to guard our heart, for the issues of life flow forth. And so if you, in order to guard your heart, that's why he said, take care that you are not turned away by the error of the uncontrolled. Because if you're not guarding your heart, you'll be carried away with the same stuff they do. Because you're allowing that stuff to be dumped into you. You're allowing your stuff to be festered up with that stuff. That's why he tells us that iron sharpens iron. It's why it's a rare thing that when you really find somebody that is truly trying to serve the Lord and they trying to do the same thing you doing, where people hook up. Let me tell you something. I got away from a lot of people in my life because of that, including ministers. Because I can tell you from that very scripture, I've had ministers to dump stuff that did not need to be in my spirit that caused me a whole lot of problems. And I had to keep crying out to God for those things to be uprooted so that I could go on. And, you know, I had to separate. And so, you know, that's why I tell people all the time, you know, hey, you know what? When you try to live for God, sometimes it's best to be by yourself. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of times that I'm by myself because I refuse in the name of Jesus. I want to press on. And that's why the Bible tells us to lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us that we may run the race to set before us. You allow people to weigh you down, you're not going to be able to run your race. Oh, it's a revelation in there for somebody. I know I've been revelated from. That's why I don't give a care what people think, how they feel about it. I'm like, oh, well, you are not my God. You are not the one I'm going to have to answer to. So you can shut it all down because I don't care. Because I am not man's servant. I am God's servant. And there is a difference. But be increased in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May he have glory now and forever. So be it. Okay, I'm trying to shut this down, but I got so much. It's so much going on. Oh, God, let me do it. Let me do it the way you tell me. Oh, Jesus, give me strength. Thank you, Robo Shedden and Anabosa. Yanilando Koreshilianabo. Hallelujah. We have a duty of resisting. So in Ephesians chapter, you got to resist the devil, right? Smith up unto God to resist the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26-27 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let me do that one more time because a lot of Christians do not understand this. It says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 6. Hold on. You want me to go? I knew he was going to do me like that. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me go there. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the thing that popped up behind this living room. All right, so Ephesians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4. Jesus, give me strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel somebody's spirit man coming alive. God said, he said, I'm getting ready to do a new thing in you and cause it to spring forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I don't mess up. I knew. Y'all, I'm gone. when I get gone like this, it's not good. It's hard for me to read, and I'm trying. That's why I'm trying to hurry up, cause I am truly gone, and I'm checked out. Oh Jesus, give me strength. Okay, so thank you, Lord. Hey, yo, bye, mama, shake it, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26-27. Hallelujah! In the basic English, be angry without doing wrong. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, and do not give way to the evil one. Okay, so Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That was the scripture I've been saying to you all day long. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9 says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Listen to me. You got to resist him. You got to stay in the faith. I'm going to read this last little stuff, and I'm going to close this all the way down. Why do we need to do this? Because when we get through with doing all this stuff, there is rewards that is bestowed upon us for overcoming. When we resist the devil and submit to God, and we submit to God and resist the devil, there's rewards that's going to be bestowed upon us. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, it says, and he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He said, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He's not talking about just because you started out, you got to keep it to the end. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Let me do that again. Revelation 3 and 5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. In other words, your name can be blotted out. But he's telling you, if you do this, your name will not be blotted out. He will confess it. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, it says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, glory to God, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. People can have the things of this world. I want the things of the kingdom. I want to overcome, because I want to be seated with him. See, you know, people are so worried about everything else, but not the right thing. And we're going to miss the real thing. So we're going to miss the real award ceremony. And I don't know about you, but I want to be prepared for the real award ceremony. See, I've been in ceremonies where awards are passed out and stuff like that. But God, I want to be in your award ceremony. And his rules ain't like the stuff on this earth. And so we got to submit therefore unto God. We got to resist the devil from the future. God said, because you are more than a conqueror. He said, you're born of God. Even those who are born of God, even your faith overcomes this world.
It overcomes the things of this world. Everything the enemy try to put upon you to lock you down and lock you up because he wants to destroy you and he want to make sure you'll be miserable for eternity and wiped out and be no more. But God said, I came. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundant. In other words, have it to the full. He said, I got rewards with me. He said, all these things that you're going through, that's why the Bible said, I reckon that this present suffering is not to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in you. It's not, you can't compare it. There's a glory that God wants to reveal on this side, but there's a greater glory on the other side. And I tell you what, I'm ready. I don't know about you, but I want you to consider some things on the day that you are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. Consider that nay and all these things, all nay, whatever you want to put in that nay, all the things, what things, everything that's come up against you, your flesh, the enemy, everything. He said that, hey, you're more than a conqueror. And he said, rest assured on that word. We just bless God. Father, we just thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp to our feet, light to our pathway. Once again, I repent of every sin I committed knowingly and unknowingly. It was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I ask you to bless your people, God, for staying to the end. And we're going to have some announcements that I really would like for you to stay to listen to, because I know Prophet Junior got some announcements, but there's some things I need to announce to you too.
Good evening, everyone. Members as well as visitors. Members, pay your tithes and your offerings. Visitors, give it an offering. We ask that you give an offering as you would if we were in the building, if we were passing around the offering tray. And the way to be able to do that, you would go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send and click on the send the donation button to be able to do that. Also, if you have purposed in your heart, as I have, to pay your seed weekly, members, you all know how to do that. Those visitors on the line who would like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. And she'll forward the information for you to be able to do that. Also, members, continue to pay on your pastor appreciation for this year, 2023. If you are starting on 2024, I'm asking that you would notate that. If not, I am going to apply that for 2023. If you have any questions for me, you all know how to contact me, and I thank you.
All right, this is Apostle Jordan. I'm getting ready to pray for our tithes and offerings and for the seeds. But before I do, we know that we're coming up on our watch service. And I think that Sunday, the watch service is on Sunday night. So we're probably not going to do service early up in the day. We're probably just going to do the watch service that night. You all remember we always do a seed on watch service night. That's the only time you ever hear me talk about a seed unless the Spirit of God really pressed me. I'm not one of the preachers that do that. So in your mind, because this is our first fruit seed that we do, you start thinking about what do you want to see happen for next year? You know, a lot of stuff is going on. And so I'm telling people this. The Lord told me the other day to remind the people early. He said, let them start getting themselves ready. He said, because everybody buying all this stuff for Christmas and all this other stuff. He said, they'd be unspent up their money. He said, and then they'd be looking funny. He like, and so, you know, this is a lot of drought on the earth. It's a lot of things happening. Y'all, it's not no happenstance that the government is putting out this stuff now for people to get money, because they are behind a lot of things. They really want you to be dependent upon them totally, which is that's not how God intended for us to be. So you got to start thinking in your mind, what do I want my year to look like, you know, for 2024? What kind of financial goals you trying to set? What kind of stuff you trying to get at? You we're sowing into this for that, you know, for God to reveal to us what he wants us to do and, you know, how he wants to do. Because some people are going to start up businesses next year. You know, some people are going to shift jobs next year. There's a lot of different things, a lot of different strategic shifts that God is going to do. And he was like, you know, you need to sow into it. And that's the whole point. People don't know about sowing. You know, and it's sad. People don't even pay their tithes and offerings. I'm just keeping it real. So, you know, you already cursed with a curse. That's not what I said. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that you cursed with a curse. Because he said, wherein have you robbed? So, we we have to be obedient to the Lord, because he said obedience is better than sacrifice. And he said if we're willing and obedient, we eat the good on land. So y'all pay our tithes and offerings, and start thinking about what your seed gonna be for that New Year's watch service. And if we don't know how God gonna do it. And if he give me prophecy, individual prophecy, some of you people that come online, that's another announcement I need to make. You come on and I don't know your phone numbers. I don't know who you are. And if God has a word for you, you will miss your word. Because I'm not doing prophecies over line anymore. I'm going to give individual prophecies to people by calling them. Because because I've seen a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of things. And I'm just not going to do it anymore. It's just too much evil. You know, people be having their words spoken against because people be having a negative mindset and all those kinds of things. I don't got time for all that. I've witnessed all this stuff throughout the years of being a pastor, and I was like, yep, no more. So, I felt you. I thought you were saying something. Okay, we getting ready to pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Once again, I come repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, within my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over all those that's online on today, God, all those who have paid their tithes and offerings, oh God. But you said in your word, Lord God, that if we brought our tithes and our offering to the storehouse, that there would be meat in your house. You told us to prove you. Now, here we said the Lord of hosts, if you would not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, then we would not have room enough to receive. So, Lord, we come proving you on today, Lord God. We prove you at your word, oh God. And so we stand ready to see the results of your word in your people's life who have been faithful tithe payers, oh God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that have seeded into my life. And you said in your word that whoever give the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. So, Father, I speak a prophet's reward in their life, Lord God. Father, even as they have seen about me, come and see about them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm asking that you would do a new thing and cause it to spring forth, oh God. Father, I'm asking that you would bless them in the city and in the field and every place they feet tread, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, give them crazy favor that don't make no sense, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even time somebody would try to tell them a no, let it be a yes. Lord God, hold up things just because they've felt up, they've been a blessing to your servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just praise you right now, Lord God, for adding to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, wiping out debt in their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you for credit reports being cleaned up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That they will owe no man nothing but to love them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them come into a suddenly financial release, oh God, because they have released into my life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, we speak the blessings of the Lord over them, oh God. For you said your blessings are rich and they add no sorrow, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, for who giving things, giving finances into this ministry, God. Bless them, oh God. Let the blessing of this ministry be upon their life, oh God. Father God, I'm asking you, the angel of the Lord that stand and watch over this ministry, God. Let them begin to move. With hallelujah! That's second emotion. I threw my second and not that second level. I hear the thus said the Lord thy God, he said, I shall bless those that have blessed this ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Who do you know? I hear the Spirit of God saying, be ye not weary and well doing for due season, you shall reap if you faint not. He said, continue doing right. He said, if you're paying your tithes and your offerings, he said, continue to do it right. If you're doing seeds, continue. He said, I shall move it. He said, I shall move it, said the Spirit of the living God. He said, I don't care what you've done. He said, if you do what I'm telling you to do, he said, I shall move it. He said, there's principles behind my word. He said, and there's principles upon this word. And he said, and that's what I shall do in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We just praise you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing it for your glory and your honor. In your people's lives, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you have a prayer request, you know you can text in your prayer request to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. Again, it's 214-507-3626. I love you all. God bless you. I pray for you to have a blessed and prosperous week, and I'm going to end the call. Love you.